We have a conditioning evaluation coming up. It'll be great to see them out there moving around. We'll have them moving around in position-specific ways. We'll take a look at them, how they respond to the movement, and how they really recover from the workload. That's primary for us there. We have a couple guys who at this point are going to start on PUP, Sean Drone and Valentino Blake. Looks like they'll start off on PUP for us, Sean with an ankle, Blake with a back. In our first team meeting, we covered a variety of topics. First, let them know how much I appreciated, how they took care of their business in our prepcation. We had 6 weeks, and, we don't have to answer any questions about guys being on the ticker. We stayed off the ticker. We did a great job with that. It just shows that we have talented men of integrity in the program. Talked about the journey ahead before we focused on one day at a time. So we took a big picture look at the calendar and the schedule. Really, it's a schedule that we've all dreamed of. It's a great opportunity for us. I think we have maybe 5 weeks that run like a normal week. So it'll be we'll be all over the map. And we have a lot of challenges and opportunities ahead, and we're excited for it. We took into consideration a lot of things when looking at the calendar year, the whole year. We put a plan together that with a fine-tooth comb for these guys. We went through it, and it's going to give us an advantage to be playing our best football when our best football is needed when the weather turns. We have more days off than we had in the past, which was necessary. We have REM days. We have hydration and nutritional improvements, strength and conditioning, and practice loads. We're all going to be looked at. Mental conditioning will be a big part of it, and we're excited for the calendar year ahead. And then we talked about down to back down and just focus and taking things day to day from that perspective there. We did review our goal. We talked about it. And we talked about the calendar years may flip. Some faces may change, but our goal doesn't. It doesn't change. It stays the same. And we like that being that type of organization that chases our dreams that way. We talked about how we're going to get there, and that's really the big thing for us, proving ourselves to ourselves, striking a balance between confidence and reality, and our youth and experience must gel. That's going to be important for us. And to hit home there, we hit a poem, If by Kipling, and Fraser the Lion was the story we told for our experienced players, our 26-year-olds and above. And before we open it up and I get to my normal guarded self, I just want to let you know I appreciate everything you do for us and for this league and covering this team. And I look forward to working with you this year. Now I'll go back to my normal guard itself. Let's open it up for questions.
Coach, did OA report?
OA reported, yes.
Everybody reported that?
Everyone reported, yes.
Which Kipling and how long?
If.
In terms of the schedule, who did you rely on or what kind of research did you do in terms of setting the itinerary, and facing those long trips?
You're talking our training camp schedule or in-season schedule?
In-season schedule.
In-season schedule, we have our typical schedule that we like to follow if everything's normal and you're playing at 1 o'clock at home on every Sunday. And then you make adjustments there, whether you're playing on a short week, whether you're playing on a long week. As you're going through the season, when is it most crucial to get sleep and rest and more REMs on a Wednesday and on a Thursday, the two most critical days of the week in preparation, and rely a lot on our medical team and our strength and conditioning staff and experiences of coaches and data.
And that's in-house medical team, or did you?
Yeah, a lot of times, you talk about, you can reach outside of the building and try to find experts in certain fields. And we do that. We do our research reading, and sometimes you just walk down the hall, you can find the best expert in the business.
Overall, what's your overview of the roster you've sort of been given for this season? What do you sort of view as the strengths of it?
Strengths of the roster, it's early to tell. I think we'll find out here. Saturday the 5th will be a big practice for us. We'll have a chance to hit a lot of situational football with full pads on and get some one-on-ones and some things like that in, and I think we'll start to learn really more about ourselves then.
Coach, Some of the players were talking before about the importance of continuity in this lineup. How important do you think that is to this team's success?
Continuity
and like the same guys there, the same lineups and whatnot.
Yeah, as far as the offensive line as far as the offensive line goes, I think it helps when you play with each other for an extended period of time, for a long period of time. It's usually a group that can finish each other's sentences. They have to be able to feel each other and feel each other's body language. That's a big part of it. A lot of times they communicate telepathically up there. Those are the guys that have played together a long time, and I think that's an important. They have to function as one.
Would you agree that it's a pretty big, I don't know if a leap of faith, but certainly a vote of confidence that given the performance of that five-man unit, that the same group is back?
Yeah, I mean, we went out, we looked at, we did our homework on the draft class and on the free agent class, and we felt that we make the improvements that we need to make in-house, that we're confident in those guys, and we trust that they're going to do everything that they need to do to put themselves in a position to get better, and we trust the coaching staff to help them improve, and excited to get them going.
And did they carry over the confidence you built last year, but at the same time say, hey, this is a new year?
Well, it is a new year, and that's part of the reality of it. We have a lot of guys in a lot of different situations, and it's not like riding a bike, and you have to prove yourself every day in this business, let alone year to year. And we addressed it. There are a number of guys in the locker room that are on 1 year deals, whether it's players or coaches or whatever the case may be. And I mean, we're all on it. We're on a day to day deal. I mean, someone else could be standing up here tomorrow if I go out and do something stupid today. I mean, that's the nature of the business. So we all have to go do, put our best foot forward and handle ourselves like pros and handle ourselves day to day.
Ben, do you think it's difficult to match long-term goals and, obviously you guys know what you want with the trophy case and all, and getting ready for tomorrow's practice? How are you able to do both of those things at once?
It's my job to focus on the goal of the organization, and I need to paint that picture. But at the same point in time, we need to understand that what it's going to take to get there, and what it's going to take to get there is to be great day to day.
What drew you to the poem "If," and did you read the whole thing? And what did the players take from it?
First time I read it, I read it, then I listened to it, and then I listened to it a couple different ways, and. Obviously, I was a little better listening to it, and then I sat there with my son and listened to it. And I think 25 and under, it's a pretty powerful poem.
Why does it apply?
Did you just recently hear it and then read it to your player? Did you just recently read it yourself?
Recently, I think it was June 14th.
And what was the occasion? Just happened to
trying to get better. Just trying to get better.
The second day of mini camp.
Yes.
Why do you think it applies to this team, and why did you think it was the appropriate homer?
Well, we have a youth group and an experience group, and we have players ranging from 21 years old to 36 years old, and that's a big age difference. And the good teams merge well and gel well, and we need to do that. We need to understand what the other person's going through, and empathy is a big part of that. And it's really a carryover from one of our values, empathy, and understanding what a 36-year-old understand what a 20-year-old's going through, and a 20-year-old trying to understand what a 36-year-old's going through, and it's not easy.
Do you believe the players took the same message from the poem that you did?
We'll see.
Ben, in a Q&A actually with Serby, John Mara said,
"Who?
2011 has been a while. It's kind of time to win another one. What's your reaction?"
You live and you learn from 16. The goal was to get it done in 16. We didn't get it done in 16. The goal is to get it done now. That's what we're working for every day. That's it. All right.
Is there anybody besides the pup guys who aren't going to participate in the...
We have a couple guys who are going to try some things out. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes.